Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot. He the sniper, the Puerto Rican point guard, striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spit straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
And we're back. That's the Silverback Gorilla you're talking about. Welcome to the show. It's the Lewis and Zach Show. We are back, finally. I don't know how long it's been, Zach. It's been way too long.
It's been a very long time, my friend.
It's also,
N-word back does sound like a position in football.
Welcome to the show. It's the Lewis and Zach Show. I'm the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico, live here on the Gas Digital Network, Gas Digital Studios East Village. We're actually live today, which is very nice. If you guys haven't yet, go subscribe. You should know that we do an uncensored ad-free version of this show, plus a bonus show every Friday. Plus, you get access to the on-demand library 1,000 episodes deep if you count all the real-ass podcast shows that are not available anywhere else. Use that promo code LAZ. Get yourself $1.50 a month off the premium service. I think the best value of any streaming service out there, in my opinion. More N-words for your dollar. More N-words for your buck.
Do you think that's a deal you can. I mean, that's an old-timey deal if I ever heard one.
Yeah, do you think we have more N-words than Amazon? Like, if you actually go the amount of times the N-word has been said on the Gas Digital Network versus Amazon Prime?
Or the actual Amazon.
I think it goes...
He's on fire!
I think the top would be your website, Amazon, and the Amazon employee delivery driver. That's the most N-words.
The complaint hotline for Amazon delivery.
God, I enjoy it here.
We have a great show planned today.
And I'm here too.
Two incredible guests on the show. You know him and love him from In Hot Water. Ladies and gentlemen, Gino Bisconti back on the show.
Hey, buddy.
And his lovely bride.
It's me.
Keanu, you've been on the show a couple times, right?
Yes.
At least a couple times.
It's been a while, but
been
yes.
a hot minute. From Keanu Cass, from the loins of Gino Bisconti as well.
Speaking of loins, got to see your son for the first time in years today.
Yeah.
Handsome son of a bitch.
He's out there right now.
I didn't scare him. You know me.
You frightened him.
I did. I'm like, I'm hugging you.
Yeah. No, he loves it. He remembers you. And my niece is out there as well. I brought the kids in today. Why not? I haven't seen him in 10 fucking days. I was like, I feel bad. Let me bring him to the city and fucking hang out.
Chino's there.
Yeah, he was sitting in everyone's seats before. He was like, oh, this is so cool. But he thinks the green screen's fucking incredible. My niece and my son are like green screen all fucking day. Some people hate on it. You know, everyone in the Racist Live Chat. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat watching right now because they're haters. They drink the haterade sometimes.
We had the green screen. I'm going to let you in on a little. I didn't really have all those books on In Hot Water. I never read one of them. It was a gag. And nice. People are like, oh, the green screen looks so terrible. No, it doesn't. I walked in and said to Zach, I'm like, is this a different show now? He's like, no.
No.
It's a green screen.
It's roughly the same show. We have a green screen now.
Yeah.
But anyway, Keanu Thompson. I didn't even get to say her name. Oh. Keanu Thompson back on the show.
It's me. Yeah.
That is loud, Jorge. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in that fucking office. But Jorge, make sure you fucking do those level checks. Great show plan. Lots of stuff to talk about. How are you guys? How's being married?
The same.
Is it?
Lots of N-words at our household from him, not so much me. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Have you? Do you not say the N-word too often?
No,
Keanu?
It's untoward for me to do so, and him. But how am I supposed to?
It's not
to
very
stop
ladylike
him?
When you hear a woman saying the N-word. Yeah. You're like, come on.
If it slips out during a rap song or something,
yeah.
But that's just accident.
I don't want it going in or out of her mouth.
I said it
for the first time in a hot minute. In a very not a real way, not like in a racist way, and it was in front of Josie Marcelino. I was in Canada, me and Josie.
Well, see, you were safe.
Yeah. Josie's the shit. She's great. She opened up for me on the Canadian run, and we went to go get Korean barbecue on one of the days, like maybe Saturday or Friday afternoon or whatever. So we're going to get Korean barbecue. It's raining in Canada, and I'm walking, and then a truck hit a puddle. and the fucking the puddle came, and it was a big, nasty, gray, murky ass Canadian fucking
AIDS
puddle.
Water.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it splashed on my legs and my shoes, and I screamed the N-word into the air.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did. That's anger. You don't really do that.
I don't.
You have a pointer. It's like his whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people accuse me of just screaming it, so I lean into it. I don't scream it, but I say the
you
word.
Whisper and then... You say it at all levels.
Yeah, you
say
it in a
sexy voice. Sometimes.
That was Donald Duck.
Really?
That was Donald Duck.
Do it again. That's real. Is it really Donald Duck saying it?
That's from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Those fucks.
Disney is Disney is just garbage. And I mean it, like they got let me rephrase. God bless Disney. They got away with so much awfulness. Like the Nazis and the hatred of the Jews.
Yeah.
And now they're just they fuck kids now, which is great. They just get away with that.
Well, people are freaking out now about the new Snow White. They're freaking out, and I'm going like, guys, it's not for us. It's for little girls.
But it's not.
It's not our opinion.
I think it's for Disney adults.
You think it's for Disney adults?
Yes, I think it's for Disney adults that wanted the live action Snow White. And I don't mind that she's Mexican and that she has like some hair on her back. Any incel that is like, oh my God, she's got hair on her back. They've just never been close enough to a woman.
I didn't know she had hair on her back. Does she have hair on her back?
That's what they're saying.
Can
it's like,
see it, please? Can I see her hairy back?
People are such freaks. She's beautiful. I have no problem with that. It's just
fine.
she shits on the original movie, and the Disney adults are
probably
like,
I don't understand why. But it's not even Disney adults that are disappointed. It is like fucking...
Everyone's
adult men that are being like, he's like, this fucking bitch. It's like, you don't care about Disney,
right,
fuckface.
Why do you care?
Nobody gives a shit.
But she's
does she have hair in her back?
That's beautiful. Come on.
But she's the thing
she's
is.
Still, look, she's still pretty toy. Even with that hairy fucking back,
toit?
She's still pretty toy.
She's toy. Like toit. A toiger.
Toy.
Yeah. Never heard toy.
Twitter night.
Right. She's
a jerk.
Odd. Yeah.
She's a jerk.
See, this is what I'm saying. Hold on. This the point being proved right now. Here's Gino. Yeah. He's got his American flag fucking bandana on.
Can I say
he has a real opinion about fucking Snow White, which is insane.
No, because here's why. And Keanu even agreed with this when I said she's a jerk. I'm not saying she's a bitch. I'm not saying she's a whore. I'm saying she's a jerk because you said it. Oh, well, I don't think it's for Disney adults. I don't think it's for us. It's for kids.
Yeah.
And kids, it's an escape. It's an, sorry, Zach, escape. It's an escape. And all you want to do when you remake a movie is make it, all right, let's make a modern day.
Did we not escape it? I didn't see the movie.
Did you ever see the clips of this jerk? See, I didn't call her a cunt. Did you ever see the clips of this jerk?
You can call her a cunt.
I could call her a... Of just her saying like, well, this is the fairest of them all isn't the prettiest. The fairest of them all is the one that's going to be the strongest woman and the leader. And again, this is what makes you a jerk. If you're telling me that, I don't need to watch Snow White for me to believe
you
women
don't need
can
to
be
watch
you
Snow
don't
White
need to watch Snow
ever.
White
if I want
to
jerk off. If I'm going to crank one out.
It's our Disney
It's also
adult.
She's the lead. Even,
and it's not for strong, woke women. It's for fucking kids.
It's I know, but it's like, there's many adult men who are
angry.
Formulating, angry and formulating opinions on this fucking children's movie.
Were you going to see it anyway?
No.
Yeah, do you have another thing for, you know?
But have we?
My niece might see it. She might see it.
Yeah,
and she's got a hairy back.
Everyone else, these adult
Mexican.
I really like that.
The adult men's are all of a sudden defending.
Problem with a hairy back on a Mexican, it always stays wet. Stays wet a lot longer.
There you go.
Oh, well, yes, it would be made for her.
Yeah.
The adult men are defending all the dwarf community now.
Yeah, no,
they
but they don't care.
Yeah,
but
they
don't
make hair.
Yeah, but that's my point. It'll be like, I don't know who it is, but let's just say I'm going to throw a name like Tucker Carlson's being like, we need to fucking defend dwarves. Tucker Carlson, you don't care about dwarves.
No.
Nobody cares about fucking dwarves.
How many movies, actually, I'll give Mar, although I'm sure it wasn't his line, is like, they really need the work. Look, how many other Disney remakes have been made? How many? Do you know?
A lot. And by the way,
do you know?
But hold on.
Can you
let me just say
few?
This because they're saying that this is the lowest grossing Disney opening weekend ever. Dumbo grossed less, and Dumbo wasn't all woke.
They made a remake of Dumbo.
They made a live action Dumbo.
Directly
at
Zach when Dumbo. You said Dumbo. Dumbo.
Dumbo thinks very poorly of this movie. No, Dumbo opened lower than Snow White, and apparently Dumbo is a piece of shit. I think I fell asleep.
Tim Burton did it.
Did they hire a real elephant or?
That's a great point.
Right.
Rosie O'Donnell.
How hairy was the elephant?
That's true.
But this is the point. There's Disney remakes we don't talk about. because what you said, we don't care. We're grown-ups. We don't care about
it. The Barbie movie, but when they, Snow White. Honey,
Barbie was great.
We are
Barbie
men. We should not have opinions on these movies.
Did I bitch about the Barbie movie? No, because that was like a, you could take a Barbie movie and
did you
translate
see the
it.
Barbie movie?
Not with
I
you.
Saw, I saw the Barbie movie, and the fact that they had a tranny Barbie was infuriating. I will say that. You didn't need to fucking shoehorn in a tranny Barbie.
You know what? Maybe I was drunk at the time. I have completely, the tranny Barbie slipped my mind.
No, because they didn't even say anything. They just called it a her the whole time. It was insane.
But it was a like a trans.
It was an actual trans.
You could Mattel.
I didn't.
Pull up the tranny Barbie.
I don't
Shannon.
See genders.
Hold did on. Mattel make?
I need that one. Though.
He goes, you can Mattel. I heard him.
Barbie.
I got you.
I needed that.
I got you. Big fan. You know I'm a big fan, Zach.
You can Mattel.
Now they can't get over it.
Wow. Wow, folks.
See you even this.
Wow, folks.
Wait, I read a fan theory today that I really love, and it's got something to do with Snow White. It made me so fucking happy. Lord Farquaad, the little bad guy from Shrek.
Sure.
He would be a lord. That means his mom was a princess. What hair does he have? Snow White's hair. Why would he be a midget?
She fucked Dopey.
She fucked the seven
so
dwarves.
So did Keanu.
LOL.
Yeah. Well, there's not a drunkie.
The only one we had a fucking mother.
Yeah, it was a fan that Snow White cheated on Prince Charming with the dwarves, and that's who Lord Farquaad is.
Or maybe she got gangbanged by the dwarves.
Yeah, gangbanged
by
the dwarves.
I mean, it's all over the porn sites. But again, simply put, to reiterate, we can't name all the Disney remakes. She made this one stand out because she's a jerk. And she made it about her.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. Like, there's clips of her. I watched one, like, string of clips of her just talking about the movie, and it's like, don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, this is the way she's being interviewed, you would think it's a documentary on Chernobyl. It's like, you stupid twat. It's a kid's movie. It's an escape. I like saying escape. It
you
is.
Do. You like saying escape. I just can't get there to give a shit about this dumb bitch. She's also, what is she, 21 years old? Like, that's what that's what women are. They're dumb bitches at 21 years old.
Maybe.
Okay, that's that.
I saw her in Romeo and Juliet on Broadway. She was magnificent.
Was she?
Extremely. I one of the most talented
she
people
was,
I've
there
ever
was a
seen.
Puerto Rican Juliet.
She was a Puerto Rican Juliet, and all of the kids were like that's trans. Wild.
Did you hear,
honestly, no,
did you hear what she said about that play? Nothing. She shut her fucking mouth.
I bet
she got
she
famous, and now she needs to opine
because it ended correctly.
Yeah,
it might have been more made for me. All of the kids in it had like Hello Kitty backpacks and things. Like I was like, this is great.
Also, it was modern day.
It was a modern day. It was like steampunky, like kind of Romeo and Juliet. But she was great.
Can
in
you
it.
Pull her, Shannon? Pull. Give us some visuals here. We do have a visual show.
The nurse was like a trans chick. Yeah,
that's a lot.
But she's a hilarious character. So I thought so that she was great in Snow White. They did her wrong with that haircut. They did. I know she has to have the hair, but she looks like shit. Yeah. Everybody's talking about her poor hairy back,
but
and then
the
she's just
Snow White.
She's
had.
Putting,
I don't get what you're saying.
It could be better. She's having and she's putting her foot in her mouth every time.
That'd be hot. I'd be attracted to her if she's sucking on her own toes.
Toey.
She's pretty enough. Can we get some pictures of this bitch, Shannon? Please. Anything?
Sorry, I was waiting for my mic to be put on. I have her singing a song from Broadway's Romeo and Juliet. It's just not at the actual thing.
Sure, let's see.
Put that sound on.
We can sing along.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
What
are
we talking
are
about? What? Right. Here's what happens. People will find an angle of her, and she doesn't look stunning.
And she's not going to look good with a Lord Farquaad haircut.
Let's see. Keep
right.
on going. Keep on playing it.
Who is saying she's ugly?
A lot
Everyone.
Of people. A lot of people.
They're see,
a lot
like,
of your, a lot of your colleagues are saying
I said she's a jerk, and I'm right. I've backed it up.
Oh, Megyn Kelly is, like, so harsh on her.
Oh, yeah, she's toyed as fuck.
Okay, we're really selling this.
She's toyed as fuck.
She's really so. You're really so.
Toyed.
You don't think she's ugly.
I said she's beautiful. I don't mind the back on her hair. But she's a jerk. when actors forget who they are, like De Niro's lost his mind.
Yeah.
She's another one, but she's...
But I will say, if De Niro lost his mind and he was supporting Trump, you wouldn't give a shit.
No. Like, I just... No,
you wouldn't.
Because, no.
That's what I'm saying. We can't pick... I don't give a fuck about Robert De Niro's politics. Okay, this I don't give a fuck about this bitch's politics.
This is
politics.
Where I have to defend, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
No can defend.
What's that? Because...
No can defend.
No. Okay, so when Robert De Niro... And if you can find one... And, like, James Woods just... He's very pro-Trump, and he backs up the stuff Trump says. When Robert De Niro says, if this guy gets in office, he'll never leave, he was in office. He did leave. If this guy gets in office, we're going to be at the brink of World War III. He was in office. We weren't at the brink of World War III.
We are currently at the brink of World War III.
Because of Biden. There was no wars. Do you know Trump's the only one where no...
Gina's getting political.
No, because there were no wars started under Trump.
Hold on,
everyone chill. Tell them about Ted Danson.
Did you hear what Ted Danson said about the election?
Oh God.
Nothing. Isn't he great?
Isn't that nice?
He's a national
Isn't
treasure.
Nice Ted
but
Danson.
You're just saying that because he did blackface.
Oh, no.
So good.
I hit that by accident.
What was it?
I just...
But you get what I'm saying. Like, De Niro is saying stupid things that are not only untrue, but the opposite.
I hate any celebrity who goes over the top political. Roseanne sucks now. Fucking De Niro sucks now. It's like, sure, they're... I just don't give a shit. Like, I'll still watch a Robert De Niro movie. Yeah. There are people... If you won't watch a Robert De Niro movie...
Oh, I watch him.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You're Italian.
She never saw, because she's 11, she never saw... What did
I'm
we watch?
32.
Goodfellas. We watched Goodfellas. Yes.
You never watched Goodfellas?
I didn't ever see
Can
Goodfellas.
Can you hit her right in the face right now?
I know.
Again? She's just getting over watching... And every other...
Of anyone, I would expect to not know what a good fella is.
You're not going to top Mattel. I'm dropping the gauntlet. So good, although that was great. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't realize every scene is quotable. Yeah. Every fucking scene has a quote.
The Departed is my favorite, like, gangster movie.
World needs bartenders!
The Departed's fine. I mean, Goodfellas is...
It was fine, but I saw The Departed first, so...
Yeah.
I loved Goodfellas.
I guess it's your generation's kind of like, you know, version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all great, though. Casino's great.
We haven't seen that yet.
No.
You haven't seen Casino?
I haven't seen Casino.
Oh, my God.
I know. Listen, I was busy watching Snow White over and over and over again.
She's a jerk.
I didn't even see it yet, but...
She's a child.
You should watch After Hours. That's the most underrated Scorsese.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
It's really, really, really good.
Definitely watch
it. You know what's a terrible movie? Blow.
Yes. You want to know why?
Blow's a
the end
movie.
When he's crouching in the nettle with his fake belly. Blow, I've seen 1,000 times.
It's a terrible movie. You think it's good, and then you grow up and you watch it again. You're like, this is just a piece of shit.
It's like Donnie Darko.
It's a cozy.
You watch it as a kid, and you're like, this is fucking high level art.
Yeah,
but if Blow or Donnie Darko are on, I'm watching it. I can't help it.
Maybe.
But it's embarrassing by the end.
It's a bad movie.
Yes.
It's a really bad movie. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar, longtime sponsor at this point. Great company. If you guys like to smoke cigars, or even if you just like to have cigars at the house for friends when they come over, I think this is a great company to subscribe to. They have incredible products, all of these cigar brands that you know and love, and a lot of ones that you don't. A lot of hard-to-find and rare cigar brands are on smallbatchcigar.com. There's free shipping on every order, and they arrive in 2 to 3 days in most of the places. And you get a Bovita pack with every single order, so when your cigars show up, Zach, they're nice and fresh. They're not dry. Very often when you buy cigars online, or even if you go to a cigar shop, or like if you get them at like a gas station or a place that doesn't specialize in cigars, they come off dry and crappy. They taste like shit. This is a great way to get your cigars.
That's true, Lewis, because they have the most thorough packaging in the industry. And not only that, when you make a purchase with Small Batch Cigar, you earn 5% reward points instantly. What most people do is they click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals at Small Batch. And we've got a deal for you guys.
All you got to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com. Use the promo code GAS10 when you check out. You're going to get 10% off and then 5% rewards points on your order. Pretty incredible. Once again, that's smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? All right, so Shannon has a bunch of topics for us, which is great. Let's see, Shannon, what is this? You sent me this.
Can I ask one more thing?
If it's anything about Trump,
it's about De Niro.
Okay, sure.
Did you see this thing on Netflix, Zero Day?
No,
I liked it.
Okay, then we'll skip over it because I watched it and I'm looking.
Did you think it was a holiday about you?
That might be right with the Mattel. That might be right with the Mattel.
That was not polite.
I'm not even saying anything. I'm just enjoying that joke. That was so good. Let's do it again. Did anyone see Zero Day?
Shannon, what is this?
It's a holiday about me.
Shannon, what is this Love is Blind dating app? Tribal promises a match without seeing your partner's face. This is my type of dating app.
What is it?
It's called Tribal, and I guess you match. It's just match based off of like your bio.
So it's basically a bunch of like scientific stuff behind the scenes. They give you 44 questions to answer, and it matches you based on your compatibility, communication style, interests, values, all that stuff. And that's who it kind of puts in front of you. And it blurs the user's profiles for 72 hours. You can hear the voices, though. Like, you can answer.
Like, Love is Blind?
That's what this is titled. Yeah.
Okay.
And, that's a fucking...
So you can answer with voice prompts, but it's really supposed to make you actually get to know the person instead of just swiping through pictures of faces.
This is great. For somebody like me, it's wonderful. I stopped using dating apps because I'm ugly.
Did you ever use them?
I did. I have, yeah.
Should not use a dating app.
No, I mean, I don't really anymore, but I have in the past. When me and my last girlfriend broke up, like I downloaded Tinder and Bumble again. I was like, let me try this. Now that I've gotten older, I could probably have more success on this.
Wasn't it on the show? Like, I tried Bumble years ago, and you took it, and you just took one of our things and said, let's fuck. You sent it to one of the people. Me and Bert were here. It was nice. So funny.
Yeah, I'm not good. I don't match with anybody attractive. I remind myself how exactly ugly I am. To these people, I know I'm not ugly. I'm like, you gotta get to know me.
On a dating app, you're ugly.
On a dating app, I'm ugly. Yeah.
You know, on a dating app, I'm an old psycho.
You're an old psycho on a podcast. What are you talking about, a dating app?
But once they see Zero Day, then they're all over me.
Yeah, no, but this is maybe the way to do it, Shannon. Maybe I should sign up for this dating app where I can just put my interests and I'll just put it into ChatGPT and tell them to write me a profile.
What if you have like the same interests as like Susan Boyle? You know what I mean? The hideous, you know.
Well, you can unmatch with them after you see their face.
That's horrible.
Which I would do right away. But women, here's the thing.
Women aren't going to do it to the dudes?
Women aren't going to do it to the dudes as much. Okay. Because women are more inclined to be like, oh, I like this guy. I'm connecting with him. Then after the 72 hours hits in, you unveil his face and it's fucking shit. Like, you know what? I'm going to find. They'll find what we like about them. Immediately we see this bitch's face. If she's gross, unmatch, block. That's that.
Couldn't you get on Raya or something? You're like, you could be like one of the less famous people on Raya.
I don't know how any of these things work.
Raya is like you have to like apply to be on it.
Yeah.
You gotta apply to be on Raya. Hey, right.
All right now.
You probably have one.
Thank you guys.
You need like three sponsors basically. You need three other people that are on
Raya.
I believe to
you
get in on
that.
I never did the dating apps.
I can get three people to fucking
yeah, of course.
Give me, but I don't really need to. I'm fucking
so you're gonna try the Love is Blind dating app?
No, my thing well, I'm probably not. I'm just saying I'm gonna do it. But if I want to date chicks, I just sort of wait till they send me a message in my inbox, then I go and see their profile, make sure it's not some dude catfishing me trying to get my dick.
Then you go in their box, am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Huh? I'ma tell ya. I'm just trying to ride his coattails right now. I'm the only one who heard it the first time. Screw you people.
Let's see. We're going to the racist live chat real quick. Amy Winehouse, Baby Daddy say, anyone laugh yet? ! Shannon, time out Amy Winehouse, Baby Daddy for 72 hours.
Ooh, shit.
He's gone. My first day back.
You know what
My first day back, you think this cocksucker would just try to fucking be a little bit kinder.
And I would say we're having
Is that
a very,
on YouTube? Here's
it's on Gas Digital.
Oh. Yeah, it's on our
I would say we're having a very energetic, funny show.
We always do. I stream. We do a show in hot waters, like out of the apartment now, but it's fun. I know.
Ironically,
you're out of, you're out of hot water.
Yeah, we're out of hot water. What we do, it's really like it's
out of electricity, out of cable,
we're out of everything. We're out of our minds. But so we stream on.
That was, by the way, that was almost a mind meld.
That was very close.
You know what? It was a mind meld. That's it. We have to mind meld.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, mind meld with Gino and Keanu. Let's see how well they really know each other. Jorge.
He's finding it.
What is this game?
So, can you guys just have it ready, ever? I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm really not. I'm really trying to come back and be in a good mood.
She was on vacation, too. Were you guys on vacation?
No, I was on the road for 10 days straight. Oh, okay. So Zach took over all the hosted duties last week.
You're
it was
back.
Great. He was fucking crushing it, dude. So funny. I watched a bunch of the shows.
Thank you, pal.
So do you have the mind meld drop or no, Jorge?
Hold on. I found it.
It shouldn't be that difficult. I just have it ready to go always because it could happen randomly at any time.
I hope we didn't lose the zeitgeist of it.
So pretty easy peasy. What you guys got to do is you're going to say a word, you're going to say a word. Then we're going to give it a beat. Then we're going to go one, two, three. And then you guys got to say another word. The idea is you're trying to get to the same word. So you're looking for like the Venn diagram of the word. So
I've seen this.
Yeah, yeah. So it's you've probably seen Ian and Jordan Jensen go viral with our bit that we do on the show.
I did see Ian.
And then they, yeah, then they use it as their show. And that's fine now. It's okay. It's all right.
He'll say a word, then I say.
No, we
say
it
at the same time.
At the same time.
This should be the cadence of it. Both say word. 3, 2, 1. Word.
You go a lot faster than I would go. That's
but I'm saying that's the order.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna say any word that pops into your head.
You're gonna make me say it.
Every time we do it to people, we go, we'll show you how to do it, and that's exactly what we do.
I'm just gonna say it every time, and she's like, no, I won't.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Cunt.
Spick.
Spick, cunt. Okay. Spick and cunt. Spick and cunt. Now you got to get to the same word now.
Wait.
Oh, this is so easy.
It's so easy.
Come on. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Snow White.
AOC.
I said Snow White.
Snow White was the
one.
Snow White was the one, too.
AOC?
I said
AOC.
He said Lewis.
She said Snow White. This all makes sense.
We were just talking about
Lewis and Snow White. Lewis and Snow White. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
AOC. What did you say?
I got scared.
And what did you say?
Mexican.
I said AOC.
Why would you? Forget it. These people are so bad at fucking.
I think it's hard to get down the mechanics of the game.
I can't believe you didn't say Snow
White. When you're trying to horseshoe fucking political dog shit into it.
Let's try it.
Didn't I say cunt? What did I say?
I said cunt.
What did I say? None of that's political.
Mexican and AOC.
Okay.
Ready? You got to get to the same word now.
Okay.
Not just a random another word.
Okay, obvious. You ready?
3, 2, 1.
John Mayorkas.
I couldn't speak.
I'm done.
Just
John Mayorkas let all the spicks in from the border, and AOC went there.
I am apolitical. I'm apolitical. Why
Gino's
would you do this
Gino's apolitical moron.
I'm going to tell Zach said that.
I couldn't even speak. I was speechless.
How can you not get John Mayorkas?
The fact that you didn't say Snow White is unbelievable.
That's true. You're right. Snow White was the answer.
No, there's no right answer.
There is.
Zach was there. He was there. It was so easy.
All right.
Shannon, what is this this story? Bonnie Blue's teenage fiance brags about betting star alongside 10 other men in an explicit new rap song named after her. What is this, Shannon?
Okay, so Bonnie Blue is the one that recently said she had sex with 1,000 and something guys in a 24-hour period or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's 25. This kid is 19-year-old white rapper named Lil Mabu.
Lil Mabu.
And so they've been doing these kind of like stunts in public where it's like they're pretending to do like sex acts on each other, whatever. But he recently just did a rap song where he brags about like he's like super disrespectful towards her, brags about like fucking her and lots of other men. This is the album cover here.
He fucks men? What, I don't understand what's happening.
So she's had sex with a bunch of men at the same time.
Yes.
So in this song, he talks about how he has sex with her as she has sex with other men.
Oh, okay.
But that her holes are for everybody, but her heart is just for him.
And this is her fiance.
Yes. So this is
so
the
this
album.
This guy's just trying to go viral.
This is the album cover.
Nice.
Hardcore.
What's it say on it?
It's Bonnie Blue.
But it looks
name.
Like it's in jizz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
And then I do have, if you want to hear.
Let's hear it.
The
please.
Rap song. Okay. It's terrible.
Oh, he's got some pills.
Y'all be telling lies in the booth like how I text my girl. Big stones in my tennis chain. She thought they was pearls. Honey buns, both hands, how I've been doing curls. Bought fake tits for my bitch. She thinks she Alex Earl. Piss text
Alex
me if I'm hot and kill my fucking mother. Promise God I'd never take a drug. They kill my brother. Shit get dark real fast and it's hard to recover. Rest in peace to Goldie, man. He died at the end of summer. If Bruce ripped me at a meeting, then we keep it
push like I'm fucking Riley Reed. Work hard, play hard, the frat boys know what I mean. Ain't take a drug in my life, they swear I'm off a bean. Oh wait, I lied, I take some for my ADD. They be prescribing me excessively. Give my team some for free.
Yeah, this is the worst. I mean, with the exception of Crack and Miko, Wiggers should all just be killed. Every one of them.
Hey, it's awful. Yeah. It's
bad. We should actually just that's what you should be fucking railing against. Forget lefties. Forget Snow White. Forget all this other stuff. Wiggers, they're right there for the fucking.
I don't pay attention to them.
You don't. I
don't pay tax dollars to Wiggers. Do you understand?
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That was terrible. They looks exactly like Timothy Chalamet. It was like an SNL skit.
Yeah. This is that's terrible. That is a bad song. So how old is he, Shannon? He's a teenager.
Yeah. He's 19. She's 25.
She's 25, and she's getting married to this guy.
Yep. Apparently they're engaged, or he's been teasing it. Like, he's been posting pictures. Here's a picture that they posted with the engagement ring and her sleeping.
Oh, I saw that this somewhere. What is it? I saw that and I had no idea what I was looking at.
I would have a real hard time marrying a porn chick. I would have a real hard time.
Really hard time.
Yeah, it would be fucking just having, especially a chick who's fucking like 25, 30 dudes on camera. That's insane.
She's the one that cried after, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. She cried after, like,
well, now I like
debrief.
Now I like her a little bit more. That would turn me on.
They were debriefing.
In pain?
Yeah. No, she was like, it was actually like a lot, but like, I'll do like, you know, even more next time, or maybe I'm wrong, but either way,
she was receiving a major award. She's like, I can't believe I got through 1,000 dicks.
No, she was like, she kind of broke down. I might be getting a lot of girls are doing this, I guess, fucking 1,000 dudes in one day or something,
which is wild.
Yeah,
yeah,
1,000 dudes in one day is impossible.
That's insane. How do you
do
that?
But does every guy have to jizz in order to do it?
I think you just put the dick in once, right?
And then they complain they didn't get enough time.
Does that count, by the way, if you just put your dick in once, does that count as sex?
What am I, your lawyer?
Does it?
I mean, I'm thinking, well, yeah.
There are a couple girls who said some shit. And I was like, that's not even sex. How are you going to call that rape? How are you calling that rape?
Lewis, call me on a secure line.
Shannon, she did 1,000 guys?
Yeah, it was like I just lost it. It was 1,057, I believe, in 12 hours.
Wow.
I don't think it was all puss, though.
Maybe you send in like a group. I just like to think about.
I think hands and mouth count as well.
Like, where
hands
do you.
Hands do not count. That's crazy.
Like a gangbang.
No, even mouth doesn't count. No, no, no. To fuck 1,000 dudes, they need to go into a pussy. I'll give them the ass.
Yeah, ass would
maybe
count.
But is
ass
it like count a Disney ride? Okay, you five go in. Like, you have to take. They must.
I'm
all
not
get
allowed on.
Yeah, like, oh, you.
But logistically, it's quicker to do two dicks in the pussy than one in the pussy and one in the ass.
Yeah,
that would take forever. You know,
well, I mean,
what I mean,
if you just got to put it in. What are the parameters here, Shannon? Do we know any parameters for this? Because
do they put their clothes in cubbies? Do they stand naked in line?
They just take the dick out of the zipper.
Yeah, but you have to be erect. That's the logistics.
You got plenty of time to get there, waiting in line.
Yeah. But with a bunch of other nerds.
I think a lot of those situations have fluffers.
So there's a whole line of fluffers with the men walking.
Yeah, I think there's a few.
No, Zach thinks there's a fluffer nutter peanut butter sandwiches. He's fantasizing out loud again.
That's what happens when you come to the fluffer.
You couldn't get on the ride.
So how do you make money on this? You film it? You live stream it?
Probably OnlyFans, right? She gets a bunch of people. And there's, look, every podcast talks about her. Everybody's,
you're
you
right.
know,
it's
this
a
is
dumb
what this
question
guy did. He puts out this song and he's like talking about fucking his chick with a bunch of other dudes. And it just gets people talking. No offense, Shannon. No offense. I don't want to fucking hate on
Blame Shannon.
Dumb podcast producers will bring this up to major podcasters and they're hoping they're going to get some traction. Other people talk about it. They post it everywhere.
She should be in traction. Am I right?
It worked. You're talking about it.
That's it.
What'd you say, Shannon?
It worked. You guys are talking about
it. I know it worked. Exactly.
But she's also, there's been some allegations against her for going to like, trying to get a bunch of guys to bang her for her OnlyFans content that are like barely legal. And when, like, moms were complaining about it, that she was like putting out these ads.
18-year-old guys.
To get fucked
their
by.
Moms.
Yeah. Yeah. But to be fucked by like.
But when
teenagers.
I was 18, I would have jumped fucking on board with that in a heartbeat. That would have been so cool.
You would have went back to the back of the line like it was Halloween. You're trying to get
out of these kids. I'm just so
excited. I did that, by the way. Do you remember that?
No, but I...
When I was in high school, I would bring multiple masks. This is what a fatty I was. I would bring multiple masks with me, and I would go up to the back of the line and get more candy. It was a brilliant fucking move.
I was very... Yeah, very.
Did you do that on your birthday. Remember you used to give tips on how to rob things or steal, like the sheet count?
It was called Scam That Jew.
Yes.
Scam That comma Jew. We're the Jews that are doing the scamming. I haven't done any good scams lately. Have I stolen recently? I did steal. So what did I steal the other day? I stole something. Oh, from my hotel. I just, they weren't at the front desk and I just... took all my things of water. Fucking...
My buddy had the best.
Oh, like at the little.
Yeah, I don't know where
thing.
They were. I was like, I'm not going to fucking wait for them. Yeah. This is mine now.
My buddy had the best scam. I don't know if I ever told you this. And you go in 7-Eleven, right? And you get a Slurpee. But you just get the cup. You drop a Ben and Jerry's in the big Slurpee cup.
Ben and Jerry's, whoa. Yeah.
And then you top it off with the Slurpee.
Yeah.
So you pay for a Slurpee, which is like 99 cents, and you get a fucking $7 fucking thing of ice cream.
Yeah.
And the Slurpee keeps it cold.
That's smart.
So you get the fuck out of there.
It's not a bad scam, but it is
a great
just...
scam unless you're in 7-Eleven where there's an Indian guy watching you the entire time.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Sure, but...
You got to be pretty fucking...
It was a simpler time. We were in college. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a capital Spick, am I right?
Dude, that would be a great name for an album.
Capital Spick?
Inconspicuous.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you make con and spick capitalized with a hyphen.
I don't like how you're making eye contact. Service, you know?
How about this? Inconspicuous. Never mind, I pushed my bet. We're all trying to top that Mattel thing. Am I the only one?
Good Mattel.
Although Zero Day might be right there.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the marquee sponsor for all things here at Gas Digital and for Skankfest. If you guys are in the market for Kratom already, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's true. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they are the marquee sponsor of everything we do. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely even know what it is, when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
$60 kilos is an incredible deal for the world of anything. $60 for a fucking kilo is pretty incredible. Much less Kratom. High quality, lab tested, mother approved. YoKratom.com. Go grab a $60 kilo. There's no promo code needed. They already got the best deal in Kratom. All right, where were we? Let's see. Publix fans... Publix fans in tears as man's classic gag at grand opening is broadcast on TV. What is this, Shannon?
It's a really stupid, silly thing. I'm going to play it for you and just like pay attention to like the names on the screen.
Let's see.
Interviewed the first customer who got in line at 4 a.m.
I'm a Florida resident, so I know Publix, but Jack, I got my Mijo friend here, John Borg. He's never been to a Publix before, so I came and brought him out.
So that was it, that he got it through, that he gave them the name and they
he
actually
put Jack
it on
Mijo
air.
The oldest trick in the book.
Oh.
Yeah.
His name was Jack Mijoff?
Yeah, well, that was the idea.
I didn't even see
said,
it.
He said his name was Jack Mijoff.
We're partial to Gabe Itches.
Gabe Itches is
Nick,
good.
Nick Kerr is the great one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Harry N-word.
We have plenty.
Is
huh?
that one?
Norma Stitz.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, would you blow me?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
We have a guy, because Frankie McDonald's on In Hot Water, and one of our fans always says, Frankie, I have a huge fan of yours. His name's so-and-so. Can you say you love them? Love Norma's tits.
Yeah.
Phil McCockiner, right? Mm.
Barry.
Oh, Barry. That's right. Barry.
Barry McCockiner.
Barry McCockiner.
That's great.
I mean, the funniest was the fucking Asian airline one.
What's that?
Somebody called in the victims of some Asian plane crash, and it's the it's one of
oh, and the four three yeah, pilots like something Wong
bang ding ow
bang ding.
It is fucking the funniest.
So let's do some plugs real quick. We're just trucking along here. Gina, what are you plugging, my friend?
In Hot Water podcast 5 days a week, just on the Rumble and the Patreon / In Hot Water. It's good stuff.
Very cool. Very
it's,
cool.
We basically have two of the cameras. Anthony left and we fucking do it right in the apartment. It looks kind of it's a fun little gig we do. And very Keanu cool. actually took over the booth and I'm having a lot more fun with it.
Keanu in the booth.
I'm the booth gal.
Nice.
For all your booth needs.
Love it. Love it. Keanu, what are you plugging?
KeanuCast is wherever you find your podcasts. And then Keanu Live on YouTube, like 4 days a week. It's Keanu C. Thompson everywhere. So.
Nice. Very cool. Zach Amico.
Hey, guys, so unfortunately that little Canada run is not happening.
What happened?
What'd you do?
They canceled a couple people's weekends. And I just found out, so sorry, can't go to Canada. But making up for it, I'm going to Nashville with Lewis for Nashville Comedy Festival. After that, I'll be in Golden, Colorado. And then I'm back on tour with JCW. Sorry about the Canada tickets. They're postponing it to the fall.
That's crazy. What the fuck happened? Tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I think I know what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody else got canceled, and then they canceled them, too?
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what happened. Come see me this weekend, Philadelphia, Illadelph, going back to the city of brotherly love. Very excited to be at the Punchline Philly. Got some special guests going to be with me, Naeem Ali and Ryan Foster. It's going to be a goddamn blast. That's this Friday, Saturday, April 4th and 5th. Next week, we're doing Story Wars, and we're doing a Depraved show at the Nashville Comedy Festival. Zach Amico's coming out. Very excited to have you out there, my brother. You're going to be on Wars. You're going to be on the Depraved. It's going to be a goddamn great time. There's a lot of other shows, so you could jump on as well. So we'll be in Nashville Sunday through Wednesday next week. And then I'm my rescheduled dates for North Charleston, the Wits End Comedy Lounge, is April 11th and 12th. Then at the end of the month, I will be at American Comedy Company, taking a nice little 2-week fucking break in the middle of there because I've been running ragged on the road nonstop, opening my pool on the 13th. I'm opening it very early, so We'll see what happens. Yeah, lots of other stuff coming up as well. Houston's coming up, Fort Collins, Colorado, Fort Myers, Florida. I'm going to Europe with Scott Chaplin. I'm going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London. I'll be in Laugh Boston right after that. Lots of stuff coming up right before I film my next special. It's going to be July 12th, Tampa, Florida. Get those tickets. There's like 20 tickets left in the early show, like 30 tickets left in the late show. So get those tickets now. They're going to sell out any day now. And also get your Skankfest tickets. May 2nd, Skankfest tickets are officially on sale. We're announcing the lineups mid-April as well. So May 2nd, grab those tickets. They're going to go faster than they've ever gone before. Skankfest New Orleans happening this November 14th through 16th. It's going to be a goddamn blast. Biggest lineup, biggest venue, lots more space, lots more seats, cheaper drinks. I mean, what a fucking amazing time Skankfest is going to be. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. Make sure you guys check out all my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, The Regs, and obviously Story Wars, which has been fucking tearing it up. People love Story Wars. Producer Jorge says, free Amy Lewis, you spick. Producer Jorge, you need to fucking calm down. I will fire you from your job in that booth, you motherfucker. I do sometimes think it's actually you, Producer Jorge.
I would never. I'm very respectful of
you. I know you are. Producer Jorge said, someone called James Gay for me. Well, he didn't do it. He figured out a workaround. That's a smart way to say it.
It's well played.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. What else we want to talk about here, Shannon? A lot of fun stories here. California woman uses the world's longest tongue to play Jenga. That's fun. Is she hot, Shannon?
No, and it's disturbing. I'm curious to see if this is like hot for dudes to watch, but I'll show you the video.
Let's see.
Oh no.
Gino's gonna puke.
Holy shit.
Gino's fucking furious.
My name is Chanel Tapper and I am the Guinness World Record holder.
Pause it. Ew, her tongue is rancid. She looks kinda cute there.
She looks normal.
She looks kind of cute there, but her tongue has like little fucking. Does her tongue have hair like Snow freckles. White's back?
Freckles on it.
She's got little fucking hair follicles popping out of her tongue, dude.
Well, every tongue has that for taste. Those are taste buds, but her tongue's probably so big, everything's on it is big.
Zach, how long's your tongue? Zach, you have the same. You really are the fucking grown up baby from Dinosaurs.
My Jabba.
Yeah, Zach. Oh my. Zach. If you ever see, you remember that, what was it called?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
You remember the baby?
Yeah, the baby, yeah.
Yeah,
baby. I mean, I never watched it, but I remember it.
He looks so much like Zach. He does. Pull it up, just for a minute. Pull up a video of it, not just a picture of it. It really does make me fucking laugh. You have the exact same look as the grown-up baby Sinclair from Dinosaurs. God, Shannon. We got it. Give you enough time there.
Not the mama. Not the mama.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
It's also how Zach just fucking treats me on the show.
Yeah.
Keep it going. I watch this every week.
That is Zach.
It looks like your fucking face.
That is starting to bother me.
Not the mother, not the mother.
Are these? Obviously, these are costumes, right? Or I mean, the baby's a puppet.
Yeah, but that. Yeah, no. These are people in suits. This
really
is, Jim Henson.
Was there anybody? Oh, okay. Was there anybody famous playing any of the characters?
I don't think so. Well, that's Elmo is the baby.
Oh, really?
Kevin Clash.
Nice.
Wouldn't know that name.
Yeah. Yeah. Black guy.
Yeah.
Colored fella.
That's why you wouldn't know the name.
There you go.
Homosexual black fella.
A gay black.
It says Sally Struthers did Charlene.
Sally Struthers. Yeah. Wow.
So she wore that outfit?
No, she was just the voice.
Probably the voice. Grandpa Louie was Buddy Hackett.
Okay, see, that's
oh, so there were actors in these outfits because they're like...
Yeah, but if you're in an outfit like that, you're not a regular, you're a puppeteer.
Right,
you're you got to control the
face. I'm so dumb, and then someone voiced it over. I'm so stupid. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Science.
And Sherman Hemsley was the boss.
Ah.
All right then.
He
all
was
right.
gay.
There you mm-hmm. go. So all right,
and
let's
black.
See, let's see this let's see this tongue.
For female with the longest tongue.
Oh boy.
I like little fun, silly or
oh my God.
Things like that. That's what makes my tongue. I feel the most fun when I could do things that are outside the box with it. Honestly, the best reaction I could ever get when somebody sees my tongue is screaming. I actually do like when people yell or scream or in shock or or horror
that's
sometimes.
Wild.
But
those
that's
taste
probably
buds.
My favorite one because it's funny to me, to be honest. It's a dramatic response.
Can I do that? Hold on, let me see. Yeah,
you're not really doing it.
I thought that impressive.
She had her no, tongue you're, like it's up in to
your,
her nose.
It's in your mouth when you do it. Yeah, it's like
that's not
you know
a
what
spoon.
I
spoon. That's a pen. That's not.
He could do a spoon.
Heavy.
I bet.
I could do a spoon as well. Get a spoon on my nose.
A spoon.
Yeah.
You're like Elon Musk. At the
you remember
dinner.
Kim told me about that game spoons.
Yo, yep.
What is it? How does it work?
She said when they were kids, they used to play spoons, and it was you would drive around the hood, and you had to throw a spoon at the. Biggest, blackest person you saw.
Because he's a spoon.
That is not what
but
I thought
you
spoons
missed,
was.
You had to get out of the car and
pick
get
up
it.
The spoon.
There's another game called Spoons, and it is a sleepover game, and it is not that.
It's not the same.
What?
That's so fucking funny, what? Dude. If you miss him, you have to get out of the car
oh,
and get it.
That's fucking an elimination game.
Did you see that one middle school, like that black kid beating the shit out of a white kid in the middle school? It's all over Geno's feed, probably.
No.
I've been busy.
Colin Ruggs of the world and all these people. It's like, first of all, middle school, this black kid looks like he's 19 years old. It's crazy.
It's sure to be on Kumia's Twitter.
It's for sure on Kumia's Twitter, which is like, you know. Then somebody's like, and then the kid gets up and he stomps the kid on the head. Like, so he stands up and he stomps the kid on the head. And then people are like, attempted murder, charge this guy as an adult. I was like, first of all, when I was in fucking high school, I stomped a kid on the fucking head. It wasn't attempted murder. It was a stupid move, but I wasn't trying to kill the guy. I was trying to fucking kick his ass and continue to fucking do it. He was making out with my girlfriend that I had over the summer.
Was he okay?
He was older than me. He was a senior. I was in ninth grade. He was a senior.
Had the disadvantage. Then.
Billy Coe. Shout out Billy Coe, who I kicked your fuck. Remember when I was a freshman, I kicked your fucking ass in front of the bus stop, you piece of shit? I was dating a girl, Jennifer Richardson. I'm naming names.
That
we're
whore.
Naming names, right?
Yes.
She was in the eighth grade. I was in the ninth grade. We became boyfriend and girlfriend over the summertime.
Wait, he was a senior dating
an eighth grader.
An eighth
I was
grader?
About to say.
It right. was crazy. That's exactly the point that I made.
It was criminal.
It was.
Yeah, <geez. laughs> yeah. I had to get one in. Jesus Christ.
It was criminal.
It was criminal.
And yeah, he was like 17. She was literally in the eighth grade. Because I was going into the ninth grade. She was going into the eighth grade. We hooked up over the summer at Bowline Public Pool. And we just kissed each other. We made out.
It's good to see you're not holding on to this.
Yeah, yeah. And then he started dating her. She broke up with me. And he started dating her. And he would like make fun of me on the bus that he took my girlfriend. And I was like, dude, you're a fucking adult. I was like, first of all, you're dating a child, a girl that's in middle school, and you're an adult. And then one day I just got off the bus and I fucking put a whooping on him, put a goddamn whooping on him. And then I got up and I fucking stomped him in the head. And his face was all red. But it was an attempted murder. I think that's a weird, you know.
Tensions are high at the bus stop.
Tensions are very high. When you're kids, you're not fucking, you know, you're not trying to fucking kill somebody. It's not like you made him bite the curb, you know?
That's what I was going to, it wasn't that. He just got, you know.
Can you find that fight, Shannon?
I'm trying to find it. I actually went over it this morning and I didn't use it because whenever I show teenagers getting hurt, I feel like you hate it. So I purposely didn't grab
Hold
it.
Hold on. Almo715 says, Lewis was a fat loser. All his stories are stuff he saw other dudes do. Time on Almo for 1 hour, Shannon. He loses the rest of the show. Almo, I bet you're a fat loser. I bet you are currently a fat fucking loser, you piece of shit. I'm fucking jacked right there. I'm just a little fat, but I'm kind of jacked.
I see it.
I'm almost back. I'm almost
back. I'm still trying to do the math. Okay, so in eighth grade, you're like what? You're like 15 at the oldest.
Not no. in eighth grade. You're like you. 12.
11,
no.
12.
No, my son's 12. He's going into the seventh grade, so you're 13 in 13. The eighth grade.
Right, okay, so 14 at the oldest. I'm yeah. giving the guy some That's slack, fine. Okay?
Yeah. No, this girl was 13, I believe, and I was 14.
Okay, fine. Yeah. 13. How old is a senior?
17.
18.
This is the beginning of the year. This is the beginning of the school year. Yeah, so the beginning of the year usually
he's just stolen you from that summer.
Yeah. She just broke up with me. She broke my heart. Jennifer Richardson.
And you broke his fucking head.
And
that's
then
fine.
She got fat. So
yeah.
That's how it
That's
goes.
What happens. That was called. It was called karma. God made you fat because you broke up with me for an adult.
17 yes. and 13. That's all right. Whatever.
It's a little bit much.
Is this the video?
It's too much.
Let's see. Yeah, this is it.
This is.
Oh boy.
Why would this be in my feed?
This kid's putting a whooping on it, but everyone's saying like the teacher doesn't even put his coffee down. He just kind of walks by.
That teacher's a cuck. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, he doesn't even put his coffee down to help. Then they get him off, and then look, he gives a nice little stomperoo. This white kid's got to learn some fucking.
Got to pull his pants down. His
Why are his pants down?
He's a homo. He's trying to fuck him, but
yeah,
dude,
come on.
Oh
so what happened
God.
To this kid?
I think it was just another angle.
Why'd he beat him up?
I don't know. Just their kids. Kids yeah. fight. I asked my son today. I was like, has there been any fights in your middle school? He's like, no. He's like, we don't fight.
No. Yeah. His age
I was like,
group,
we go to like a
peaceful.
Nice. We go to like a. He goes to a nice school with right. nice kids. You know, he's the brown kid in his yeah. school.
They use their words these days.
They do for the most part.
Yeah.
But by the time I was in the sixth grade, I was in four separate fist fights in middle school in the sixth grade alone. I went 3-1.
Why were you so angry?
My mom was abusive. My dad was murdered a few
okay,
years
those
before
are
that.
Good, those
yeah,
are
yeah,
good
those
reasons.
Are the reasons. Yeah.
Tensions are high at the bus stop.
Yeah,
sure.
Tensions are super
yes. down.
I got yeah, my fights were. Let me see. Can I remember all of them? It was Paul Altamonte. I told this story before, but I'll give you the quick version. I remember Tong Po had from American Kickboxer. He had. You remember he had like a long braid? He had a hair there, and it was braided in the back. Pull up the Tong Po hair.
I know what
hair.
A long braid is, but I didn't follow American Kickboxer. I didn't watch it.
But essentially, it was like a patch of hair right here. That's all he had, and everything else was shaved. And then it was like, I don't know if it was a braid or if it was like just kind of in a ponytail type thing. And I remember seeing that. I was like, that's fucking badass. And I used to draw like myself as like a character, as like a pro wrestler. And I drew myself as having like a long braid with like a little blade at the end of it. That's it. Yeah, like this, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I imagine in the front, just on one side, like in my head. So in the sixth grade, I had my mom shave my head into just that because I had kind of long hair, but I also had nappy ass like Afro Latino hair. So instead of it hanging down, it just poofed up. So there was a little poof right in the front of my head. And I walked into the school that day, and Paul Altamonte was like, "Yo, your hair's fucking gay." And then I kicked his ass in the back of the classroom. It was just like a fucking 1-2, a little 2-piece. Brian Schultz, this black chick was trying to fight me, and I've never hit a girl in my entire life. And then he pushed me into her, and I just had nothing to do with the energy. She was like hitting me, so I turned around and started swinging on him. Got into that fight. Then I got into a fight with an African kid named Babatunde.
Oh.
I would say that's the one you lost.
Yeah.
I definitely lost. I went 2-2 in the sixth grade. This is the one that got kicked me out of school. Got me kicked out of school.
I have a feeling you got Baba tuned up. Don't swing till you see the red in his eyes.
Oh boy.
This is a straight up from Africa African. He was like, dude, he was like, was he African on South Park?
Oh, Starving Marvin.
He was like Starving Marvin, dude. He had a giant head. He was a little skinny kid, dude. And I was bullying his friend. I was actually being a bully. Like, I took the kid's milk and I poured it onto his tray.
I thought you were going to say his head, like something out of an 80s movie.
No, straight up out of it, but it was like out of it. I poured the milk onto his food, like his friend. And then Starving Marvin
yeah,
got
Yeah, you made
up.
Him mad. You wasted food and milk. Yeah. Dude. That could have fed his village.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
He got up and he fucking double leg took me down. mounted me. This is pre-UFC, dude. This is, I mean, maybe UFC had come out at this point, because I guess, it was probably 94, 95. This kid mounted me and started ground and pounding me in front of the entire cafeteria while everyone cheered him on. I remember I just couldn't get this little African off me. No, nothing I could do can get this African off me, dude. And it just felt like a ton of bricks was on my chest, and he just beat my ass in front of the whole school. And then I got kicked out of the school. Get a napkin, Shannon. I just spilled some of my coffee.
After that, you got kicked out?
I got kicked out. Right. I deserved it. I was bullying. I was being a bully.
To the poor African kid in the new
You'd be in jail now for bullying.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I went to another school, and on my first day of Haversham Middle School, I got into a fight with Jeff Diaz in the lunch line. Thank you, Shannon.
You got to walk into the joint and hit the biggest guy in the mouth. Am I right?
Yeah, and then he kicked my ass. Okay.
Tough guy. You had a rough patch.
This is when I realized I wasn't tough. This was like the year that I was like, I'm not really a good fighter. And then the lunch monitor broke us up, and we said we were just joking because we didn't want to get in trouble. And
Ever been in a fight, Eugene?
Not like an extended.
You got punched in the face.
There have been punches. Yeah.
Pat Dixon, fucking.
Yeah. Fucking sucker.
But not like a fight. I don't think
I was in a bar.
If I got my ass kicked by Pat Dixon, I wouldn't even have the balls to ask somebody to marry me. I'm like, you know what, dude? I don't deserve pussy.
That was the sucker. I went to hug that motherfucker.
That's the reason I was into him, I think. Yeah. I was.
He's into Malacca's, Dino.
I was so appalled by that. I was like, I don't know.
He's another one that got fucking ruined by the pandemic. Fucking addicted to Adderall.
Oh yeah,
did you hear what he said?
Nobody. He's talking shit about me.
No, he's fucking you won't hear shit about him because he's fucking off the radar.
Oh, I see.
He fucking punched himself out of comedy.
Yeah, I always liked Pat, but it was a whole weird thing. Yeah. It was a weird thing.
What was weird about it?
Him punching you in the face.
Why'd he punch me?
I don't remember why. What was the reason?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Were you on his podcast? You're being loud and interrupting a lot?
No, he was addicted to Adderall, and he thought I was fucking Chrissy Mayer, fucking Felicia, and somebody else. He fucking texted me 3 times, don't have this girl on your show. After the show was over, I didn't see any of it. I walked up to hug him, and he just fucking punched me in the jaw.
Gino went in for a hug.
I watched the video on repeat many times. Yeah. I know what happened.
Did you see me fall down?
No, you fucking took it.
I didn't. I just looked at fucking. I'm like, he fucking hit me.
Yeah.
And then he fucking went out, and he fucking thought like nothing will come of this. And then he fucking fled to Tennessee 2 days later.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Keto Brands for being a sponsor of the show. We love Keto Brands. Incredible, incredible product. It's a nootropic creamer that is your ultimate upgrade for your coffee and your mind. It's packed with science-backed ingredients like alpha-GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8-MCT for sustained ketone energy. It's creamy and delicious. It's a coconut-based formula. It fuels your brain without the jitters or the crash. Whether you're trying to go to the gym, you're trying to do a podcast, you're trying to go to work, you want to have your best mental energy If you want to have extreme mental clarity and feel good, Keto Brands has you covered. Genuinely incredible. I really love them. I take them every single day. I use it as a creamer in my coffee every day. So if you want to try Keto Brands, that's KETOBRAINZ. Go to ketobrains.com with a Z and use the promo code LAZ20 for 20% off. And for a limited time only, they're going to also include one of these really cool mugs. So if you buy from Keto Brands, we're going to send you the Keto Brains mug, which you've seen me use on the show many times. It has the brass knuckle handle, which is incredible. So once again, ketobrains.com. Use that promo code LAZ20 for 20% off. All right, where were we? Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I just think there's been a lot of misinformation about
No, sure. I'm not hating.
I'm just,
I love you.
I know that.
I like Pat. I love you, Gino. Yeah, you're my fucking, one of my oldest friends. And I say this all the time. Gino has done, when I started doing comedy, Gino did so much for me.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that.
And I'm just saying, like, a lot. And
loyal as a dog.
Right. But I'm ridiculously loyal. Mm-hmm. I really fucking am. And the fucking thing is about Pat, he fucking lied, and a lot of fucking assholes fucking believed him. And I just fucking said the truth will come out. But then a lot of people said a lot of different
things. You're saying fucking a lot right now, though, which might be a little bit of a poker tale. I don't know what's going
on.
You're getting upset.
Yeah. Oh, please. It aggravates me that this fucking. And he's hit other women. And fucking, because, and this is what gets me about the state of,
I said, you got other women,
thank you.
Gino and other women.
Because you have to do that, because if you say hit 3 women, and you, right. But the point is, fucking, this is why this, and I'll make it political as I do.
Please.
The city of New York is a piece of shit city.
Okay.
Because they tell you crime is down. This guy should have been charged with a felony.
Yeah.
Fucking, he paid all this shit and he had it knocked down to a misdemeanor. So the guy got away with hitting three women and me.
That's what Gino calls him, yeah. Mr. Meanie.
He's a Mr. Meanie. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that, but it's just like, it just drives me nuts how this city has just gone to shit. And they're like,
see,
a lot of
people in the racist live chat think that hitting women is cool, though. So that's the problem.
No one said it wasn't.
Yeah, no one said,
you don't hit women, right? And you don't hit them hard.
They'll forget the lesson.
They'll black out and lose the life. But thank you, because I do. I consider myself very loyal, and
you
know that.
The more my father keeps drinking, the more that bitch.
The more my father drinks, the clumsier that bitch gets. Yeah,
come on. I don't do this for fun. Have fun.
Did you ever hear the story? Who was it? Pete Holmes. They were fucking, when DeRosa was writing for Pete Holmes, they were sitting in the writing room just doing some of my jokes. And they're like, no, it's this guy Gino. I was like, is he the most violent racist man a lot? No, he's a little sweetheart.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Gino is a sweetheart. Gino is a sweetheart.
With a reconstructed jaw. All right, I got off topic. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's see. What is this? What is this, Shannon? Man uses ChatGPT to challenge traffic violation in court and wins. Yeah. That's fun.
I figured you'd like this one.
What?
I figured you'd like this one.
I do. I enjoy ChatGPT. I was ChatGPTing all fucking day yesterday.
So this happened in Kazakhstan. It was a 23-year-old guy. He got a traffic ticket. Long story short.
How fast could you be going on a goat, though?
Depends on how fast you come.
So he traffic ticket, and then he tried to fight it, and his whatever he did to try to complain about it was rejected. And so he went to ChatGPT, and then he submitted ChatGPT's answer, and he ended up winning.
What was the answer?
So I can read. Do you want me to read you the whole thing?
Please. Can you do it in a Kazakhstani accent?
I have no idea what that even is.
Borat. Just
wing it.
Did you say Jorge? Jorge could do it.
No, Borat.
Oh, I can't do it. He was driving his mother to the hospital in Kazakhstan's largest city when the car in front of them stopped for no apparent reason and blocked the entire lane, which happened to be the only car lane on the particular street. The only solutions he could think of were to try to bypass the stalled car through the bus lane on the right, or simply wait behind the car and hold up the entire lane. He chose the first option, but his maneuver was picked up by surveillance cameras, and he soon received a ticket in the mail. So he tried contesting the ticket, explained the situation, but his complaint was rejected. So his other course of action was to go to court, and that's where AI came to play. He was unfamiliar with the whole court thing. He had to pay 5,800 tenge, which is $11.
$11.
All I can think of is goats.
And so after typing the situation to ChatGPT and mentioning that there was video evidence of his maneuver on the website, the AI tool advised him to challenge the ticket in the court of law and even redacted the paperwork needed to file his case.
Wow.
Detailing his experience on Twitter, he said that traffic authority personnel were initially very rude, rejecting his complaint outright, claiming his decision to pay the fine was essentially an addition of guilt. Admission of guilt. However, as in many other countries, paying a fine in a short period of time carries a 50% discount. So even if one plans to contest the fine in court, if they lose, they end up paying only half. So after he filed this in court, he was contacted by the traffic authority to settle the case.
I fell asleep three minutes ago, Shannon.
Well, it all comes together here. So he was contacted by the traffic authority after he filed this to settle the case by simply deleting the fine from their database and returning the money to him. So it worked what ChatGPT told him to do. However, ChatGPT advised him against dropping the lawsuit. So he went to court instead. And during a 10-minute hearing where he was asked multiple questions by the judge, he used the speech function of ChatGPT to answer the questions. And so the whole thing was, it did so well, the judge had no choice but to cancel the fine. Now he's planning on using ChatGPT to file a civil suit against the judge, which I think is a little too
high. I have two tickets right now that maybe I'll use ChatGPT to get out of.
What kind?
Speeding? I have one speeding ticket, which I didn't, and I swear on my son's life, I wasn't stopped. I never got a speeding ticket. They said there's literally.
Was it a camera one?
No, it says that they fucking pulled me over.
Is it New York?
Yeah.
I got one a couple weeks ago, and it's like your inspection sticker is invalid. And it was like.
No, you got a ticket for doing speed
on the fucking inspection sticker.
Yeah.
And it's like, this
sounds
is.
Like fun.
And it was the same thing. It's like, it was for February. I'm like, this is valid since January. Here it is. I'm like, okay. But it was a ticket that never happened.
I got a ticket.
You weren't even in the country, right?
I wasn't even in the country.
Wow.
I got a ticket saying that I was speeding and that they pulled me over And there was other details in it, like it was like my car, but somebody else's license. I don't remember. I got to remember the details. At this point, they keep on in New York. If you plead not guilty, they just give you a court case a year away.
Right.
Then they keep on just pushing it back months and months and months. I don't even remember like fucking anything, but I did not get pulled over at all. I've literally
You're Louis J. Slowmez.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Never been pulled over for speeding. Since I was 17 years old. I got pulled over when I was 17 years old going across the one of the bridges going up to Highland Falls in New York. I got a speeding ticket doing 67 and a 55.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, not even that fast, honestly. It'll come back. But I got one other speeding ticket for a speeding camera ticket, which is fine. That was probably true, but I've never been pulled over for speeding, so I'm going to fight this. And then I got another one.
67 and a 32 is the theme of their wedding.
It's pretty good.
It was.
I had to do the math. I had to pick an age that wasn't offensive to you, but was still
I
funny.
I am 32.
But we exposed 32, so that was perfectly played, I thought. That's not that you need wonderful. My input. Funny
so
is funny.
Good.
Wonderful. But then the other one I got the other day, there was like a bus. I just went around the bus, and I went into the middle lane, and I made the left. And I should have just been waiting for the bus to move, and the right. cops pulled me over. So I actually did do that, but I also pleaded not guilty to that because my understanding is if you plead not guilty, most of the time they'll just plead it down. You'll do a fine or whatever. I don't want to get points on my license,
right?
So here I am though. But now I have
they make you pay more money so you don't get points.
They gave me the whatever the court date is like 9 months from now.
Crazy. You'll be fine.
I think they just hope you don't like. I think they print
They're hoping
extra
that I
tickets.
Eventually forget, or yeah. and then I just owe it, and I fucking
this city's fucked up. They just give extra tickets. I honestly believe saying like and you'll just some people pay it. You know,
this is Probably. Not how it was driving in South Carolina. I don't drive here. He has a stick shift car. I'm not doing that. Yeah. But
oh, Gino, I don't drive stick.
It's, I can't
like,
do
like
it.
Like a pussy.
Yeah, and no one can steal it. That's. I don't even need to lock it.
Yeah. I don't. I've never learned how to drive stick. I feel like I could though. I feel like I could.
Anyone could. I want to teach her. She won't let me teach her.
Why? It's not worth my quality of life.
If you don't. If you can't drive a manual transmission, you just have a steering license. That's what the
I
kids
think.
Say.
My license is
well. Eventually,
expired.
It's gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be altogether, or like driverless cars. I took a driverless car in Austin for the first time. I took an Uber.
No way.
A Waymo Uber.
So
Uber,
you get Waymo, in the car Uber. And there is no driver.
Nigga. There's no driver.
Come on.
That's horrifying.
There's no driver. And they tell you, they're like, you have a Waymo driver on the way. And then it picks you up. And I was like, all right, this is fucking wild, dude. And then you get in. You have to unlock the door with your app. Hit a button and it unlocks it for you. You get in. And they tell you, like, they don't worry, the cameras and the microphones aren't picking anything up, so you can have a private conversation. And then the steering wheel just fucking moves. It's so weird. Everyone's looking at you as you're coming by, dude. It's so bizarre. But that is definitely the future. It was perfect.
It's either the best thing in the world or the scariest thing in the world.
I don't like Uber drivers.
That's like my dream as long as I could trust it. Like yeah. if I the less con- like I self check out, great, change my life.
I'm
like
assuming
that?
Uber or maybe Waymo owns the car.
Because imagine you buy a car and it does all the work for you.
Who owns Waymo, Shannon? Does Uber own Waymo, or is Waymo essentially get an Uber license and then I have no idea how it works. But that is 100%. I say within 2 to 3 years. It's going to be all driverless Ubers and Lyfts.
Oh my God, right.
There's not going to be a driver. And I trust a fucking driverless car more than I trust a driver. Dude, the amount of times I see my fucking Uber driver scrolling on his phone, getting involved in a conversation, calling his girlfriend.
They're always on the phone.
They always take their own. They always decide to take their own way. I watch them fucking not listen to the GPS all the time. It drives me out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
So that's the future right there. Shannon, is there any video of Waymo?
Oh, so I just have this separately that Waymo is owned by a different company. It's Alphabet Inc. So
that's
I guess
Google.
They just partnered
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't Google?
Google. It's all together, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
Let's see. Weird Beard says, Jesus Lewis is fucking stupid. Okay. Why is that stupid, Weird Beard, you fucking piece of shit? Why is that stupid? You think that in the next 2 to 3 years we're not going to have mostly driverless cars, if not all? And for Uber, are you out of your fucking mind? I'd say within 10 years, every car that's going to be coming off the lot will be a driverless car. Every car within a decade.
Maybe even the option. Maybe just an option. you don't have to drive.
Let's see.
Mustafa, senior product lead for driving behavior at Waymo.
That's
what
the car?
Yeah.
Is the Waymo driver in action. Adapted for a variety of vehicle platforms, it is the most advanced, fully autonomous driving technology.
I can smell this woman's accent.
What you notice pretty quickly is that these aren't normal vehicles. Take this Jaguar I-Pace, for example. It's been equipped with an elegant array of sensors and software, which allows
it to
move
through the city. Is this more
expensive
than an Uber?
No.
On its own.
Did once headliners figure out how to get the car to do 20 minutes before them? So good.
It's probably, realistically speaking, it should drive prices down.
It's true.
Because you don't have to pay the driver.
You don't have to pay the driver. It's just a company. In fact, I'm upset, actually, as I'm thinking about it. I was like, why did I pay as much for the Waymo ride as I did for a regular Uber
driver? Well, you're paying for the technology.
Yeah, but
look at all the bells and whistles on that thing. It had like a helicopter thing on top of it.
I don't think there's that many bells and whistles on that. How much more expensive is that car than a regular fucking car?
Haven't you seen the self-driving cars like drive into a train, though? There's like videos.
The only one I saw was a guy got stuck in the back of one and it just circled a parking lot for like a half an hour.
Because
it couldn't, it kept recalculating.
Right.
And it just drove
him. Does it lock you in?
Oh, yeah.
And
and he was like calling the app and they didn't know what to do.
Hold on.
Maluma on the Race to Life just says Waymo doesn't take black people to Brooklyn. It's still one stop for black people.
Becomes no Waymo.
No Waymo.
You can't.
Oh, shit. I really liked it. I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
It seems cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't seen many of these videos of driverless cars.
Maybe it was a scary movie or something. Maybe it was, but I swear there was one that just drove into like a train.
Can you see, has there been any driverless car accidents or things like that?
Well, you remember when they were testing the driverless, what was it, Tesla? Like it kept, like it would always hit black people. Like when they were testing
shocking.
It, didn't see black people.
Like turtles, how it'll only slam into black things. If you put a white thing in front of it, it won't.
But a couple of them would speed up as they were hitting the black people. That was weird.
Every once in a while, the passenger side would be like, don't worry, I got them with the door.
Yeah.
So I found one article that it's in January 21st of this year. And it said they weren't blaming Waymo for this, but there was a multiple car wreck, and it's the first fatal collision involving a driverless car.
Oh, yeah, but it was somebody. Yeah, but it was people smashing into fucking
right,
cars.
And it wasn't.
Here's
the driver.
Here's what will happen. Okay, eventually there will be all driverless cars. Traffic will be borderline fucking eliminated. Eventually, these cars will go 100 miles an hour, and they're going to get you to your fucking place where you want to go, like way faster, way more efficient, way less gas, all electric. The writing's on the wall. How are you calling me stupid? Who's going to call me stupid, Shannon?
You're stupid if you think we're going all. If you think we're going all electric, you're stupid.
But can Waymo detect like idiot drivers? Like, can it detect? Like,
why are you pointing at me?
You know how I feel about the Waymo.
Can it detect idiot large penis drivers?
Can it detect like? So if some people are having an accident before it, can it stop? Like, does it know if you know Eugene wants to bob and weave around it? That's what disturbs me.
Yeah, you think that people in a decade are still going to be driving their cars?
Do you want? No, but I'm saying it's not all electric. Electric's fucking insane.
What do you mean?
They want like this is another thing. They're moving away from it. Takes. Do you know how much fossil fuels it takes to build one electric car? Look that up sometime because you need all the batteries. You understand? Let's say that there's some kind of crisis in New York because, you know, Trump. Oh, no. Biden started World War III. And we all need to get out of here. And all we have is electric cars.
They're all going to start their own version of World War III, by the way. I mean,
they're
We're
fine.
It's all the same shit.
We're fine.
It's fucking. Yeah, stop with the show. Also, you're Mr. fucking I hate COVID or I hate the restrictions.
I haven't brought up COVID once.
Fuck it.
No, now you
haven't. I did, though. Trump was the one who fucking locked everything down. Trump was the one who fucking made us believe in Fauci. This was all fucking Trump's doing.
Why
is it that Trump people are always like, dude, fucking dude, the vaccine, but then they love Trump when he's the one who literally shuts society down?
You sound like me.
Because
he's
Trump.
Yell at you now.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Good, Gino. Good, Gino.
Because the same people.
Take it, fossil fool.
Because the same people that said, I didn't elect Elon Musk. even though he's cleaning all this shit up and the stuff he found the past 2 days, fucking Social Security is insane. No one elected Fauci. And Biden had, excuse me, Trump had the company running great. And let's say I run a company like Trump did, and he ran, and you're in charge of fucking accounting, you're in charge of whatever, transportation, and you go to the guy that was there. He trusted Fauci. And let me tell you something else he did. He rushed the vaccine to the market. He didn't mandate it. He said,
hold on, how are you saying that Biden is starting World War III, but then you don't give Trump any shit for shutting down the country? It's the same shit.
Trump listened to Fauci. He trusted him.
He trusted a fucking shithead.
But that was on him.
It was on him to trust him. Like, you trusted Pat Dixon. That was on you, kind of. No,
but that's not bad. But what I'm saying is, he trusted him, and why wouldn't he? And that's where Trump fucked up, trusting him and listening to him. But when he rushed the vaccine to the market, he didn't mandate it like everyone else did. He said, here's your vaccine. Take it if you want or don't, but open the country back up.
I remember things being mandated. I remember the country being shut down. This is all during Trump's fucking administration.
Trump didn't mandate vaccines. Trump did not.
Hold on. I'm asking ChatGPT right now.
Do it.
Let's see what ChatGPT says. Hold on.
It's a silly and stupid
choice. Did Trump mandate vaccines? I'm asking ChatGPT.
I know, I'm whispering. Trump did rush
Trump
the vaccines to the market so they could open things back up.
No.
What did he say? It broke up. It just sounded like he said no.
He said no.
Do you understand?
Any more context, ChatGPT?
Trump. Why do you think? Let me ask you something else. Everything you said about Fauci need a preemptive fucking pardon? Because Trump was going to come back, and the greatest thing that ever happened was them stealing 2020, so Trump could be like, "All right, fuck it up for 4 years, and now they're cleaning fucking house."
Sorry, it's a drama llama. Sorry, I fucked this up. We were doing so good. I don't know why I would have.
Did Trump mandate? Are you sure about that 5 minutes? But do you understand? That's the same thing. And it's like Pat Dixon. You listen to one fuckhead's lies, and then you sit there on fucking one of the greatest podcasts ever and say, Trump, man, he didn't. He rushed them and said it's open because he wanted to open it back up he trusted that fuck Fauci, who got pardoned now. You don't get how it's all the fuck. They're all fucking criminals.
There we go. Wow.
I'm getting a coffee.
We're wrapping up in a minute.
He's not normally like this.
I don't know why I brought up the vaccines. I don't know what was wrong with me. That was a goddamn mistake.
I'm like, well, the vaccines did come when Trump was in office. But he's like, no. Yeah, he yells at me all the time about it. But don't worry, you did nothing wrong.
That's fine.
That was quick.
What I missed?
Right, nothing. We're good.
You're not injecting me with anything ever again, am I right?
I love you, Gino. We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a ton of fun. I love having you back on the show. You rule. Keanu rules. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Hilarious.
Great show. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with a very special announcement on Wednesday. I've been teasing this announcement on social media. A lot of people are speculating a lot of different things here.
Is it like a gay teaser? Is it? Big announcement coming up. Yeah, I hate that.
We'll see, folks. We shall see. You guys are the best. We'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks for watching, Lewis and Zach. Good night. Making noise.